Good morning, everyone. It is great to have you guys here this morning as we worship the Lord together today. A couple quick things that we're going to do is just be a reminder to everyone. Make sure that if you're not able to wear a mask today, please enter and exit through those doors on the west side of the building. Everybody else can go scooting out that side just as simple as easy. Please do your best to help keep one another healthy and go from there. A couple other things. Updates on some individuals in the church. Carol Katzenberger is still having a rough road. Please pray for her. Donetta Bruner is doing pretty well. Her knee surgery went good, and she's ornery as ever. Is that fair to say? Rick Edgar, a friend of mine who had his aortic valve replaced and 5 bypasses done, is doing well. And as of 2 days ago, they were going to take him off the ventilator and everything else, but he's doing well, and that's pretty remarkable, all things considered. Continue to pray for Mary Smith. She is home. She's doing better than she was earlier in the week, as well as Jolynn. Continue to pray for those who are going through all the different struggles listed within our bulletin. All right, so let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning, and we'll begin worship together. Father God, I thank you for this great day that you've given to us. Thanks for the break in the rain. 5 days straight of rain just seems to be a bit much, and it doesn't do much for our spirits. It doesn't build us up, as that would be the case. But this morning when I woke up and the sun was rising in the east, and it was clear and it was bright and it was beautiful, Lord, I thank you so much for a beautiful day in which we can come to gather and worship. Lord, I just ask that you would be with each and every one this morning, not only in this place, but those who are listening online or will listen later. I pray that they would find hope in hard times, that they would be able to trust and be secure in you, and that they would know that there is great things in store for those who love you. Lord, I just thank you for all that we've gone through in the past few weeks that reminds us of your goodness and your mercy and love, especially when we think of even the hard thing of saying goodbye to John Bulkins. We rejoice in the fact that we know exactly where he is, that he's in your presence forever. So, Lord, I just pray that you would walk with us as you promised you would through the presence of your Holy Spirit this day. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, all God's people said, amen. Let's stand as we worship together this morning.
stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
And all my days I live for you. Oh,